We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Good morning, Natasha Verma.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Wow, I like the buzzed look.
What do you think?
Are you cold?
It's a little chilly up top here, but that's because I have a lot of headroom. Like, yeah. I have a big head.
Well, you have nicely shaped head.
Oh, thank you.
No, not everybody can say that.
Oh, my goodness
He's
gracious.
He's going to ride that out all weekend, Natasha.
Could you save that audio?
My God.
721. How awkward.
Natasha Verma says I have a nicely shaped head. What are you doing? Are you off today?
Yeah, I'm off today.
Okay, good.
Planning for this event tonight.
Yeah. You have a big event coming up tonight, your casino night for your foundation over at West End Johnny's.
Yeah, we're doing the casino night. It's just going to be super fun. Yeah. My mom's here.
Yes, I've met your mom before.
Texas.
Hello. Hi. Go ahead, step up to the microphone. Let's have mom say hello.
Hi, how are you?
I thought you were her sister when you first walked in this morning.
Here we go.
She's
weird. Married to her father. She's awkward.
She's married. Stop it, Greg. How are you?
Good, I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah. All right. We should get Danielle, are you on Instagram or should we go Instagram Live?
We can go Instagram Live,
all right.
Sure.
You feeling good about Instagram Live this morning?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. So tell everybody who might want to go tonight what you guys are doing.
You know, if you like casino games, we've got blackjack, poker, roulette, craps. This is all going to charity, the Verma Foundation. I'm a cancer survivor, and through the Verma Foundation, we make and give free cap wigs made of real hair to
That's
women and
so
children
awesome.
Battling cancer. And so 100% is going to go to that cause. And then we're going to have some pretty cool celebrities, too. Patriots player Daron Harmon, Troy Brown, and Dropkick Murphys lead singer Ken Casey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Love that guy.
I just saw him at the St. Patrick's Day concert. You were there.
Yes, at
he got into a fight. It was awesome.
Yeah, he got in a fight at the House of Blues. Yeah,
Greg missed that part because he was in the foundation room.
No, it's because I wear glasses, so I'm not allowed. Yeah, okay. I'm not allowed to be in any kind of a fight. By the way, I just went Instagram Live. So
why Instagram Live?
You have your own people.
You millennials.
So I just went Instagram Live with Natasha Verma. And Natasha Verma's mom. There's Natasha Verma's
Shama.
Mom.
Hi, Shama Wait. Verma.
Yeah.
Buy her cookbook. It's available on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, cookbook.
Wait, you have a cookbook?
Yes.
Okay, you get right up next to that microphone so we can hear you. So tell me about your cookbook.
Well, my cookbook is, Daughter of the World. So it's recipes from all over the world.
Yeah.
And they're delicious recipes and, you know, a lot of history behind each different, you know, recipe.
Did you used to make a special birthday dinner for Natasha when she was growing up?
Oh, yeah.
What did she like? What was like? Did you request, in my house, you got to request a birthday dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
And that was the only, my choice was cheese chicken, which my mother would make, which is a fantastic dish.
Yeah.
But did you have like a special, like?
I love Indian food.
Yeah. Yeah. Chicken
and she's
rice.
Really good at making Indian food.
Chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice?
Chicken and rice. Really good.
Did you ever imagine that Natasha would be on television someday doing the news?
Yes.
Like, you did? Was it an early goal of hers?
Yes. All the time. I mean, Natasha, you know, since she was very little, I knew it. She was so good with the camera, in front of the camera, so good as a speaker. So definitely.
Did you ever practice the news in your garage like I used to practice?
Oprah says she used to.
Wait, does Oprah say that?
Yeah, she said she used to play with her little like corn husk dolls and like pretend she had a talk show as a child.
Well,
I don't know.
That's not so weird. I used to go out into my garage when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
I had two turntables. And I would do a radio show in the garage that nobody was listening to. It was just me. I was the only listener.
Wow.
It's pretty much the same now. I only have like one listener.
Natasha was only 11 when she, would give talks about, healthy eating, to about 600, 800 students.
Really?
Overachiever.
Elementary school. Yeah,
overachiever.
I mean, Natasha basically got her PhD at like 16.
Yes, she did.
That's why I messed up. I fought at recess.
Yeah. Well, I worked out for you.
Kind of, sort of.
So we all did what we wanted to do at a young age.
Now, tickets are available for tonight.
VermaFoundation.org. It's at West End Johnny's. You could even buy them at the door if you want to. But we're running out very quickly.
Okay.
So it's getting packed in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so definitely secure your spot and get a ticket today.
Okay. What games, when it comes to playing games of skill, what are you good at? Are you a black?
I like blackjack.
You do? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm very good, but I'm also mostly a slots girl.
That's my go-to.
But yeah, the way the casino night's going to work is like everybody plays, and at the end of the night when you go to turn in your chips, you're not going to get cash, you're going to get raffle tickets. And then we've got three top prizes that you can win. The grand prize is a 1 week stay flight paid to Las Vegas.
Real deal stuff.
Right. Then our other two prizes, Red Sox tickets for four of your friends, go to dinner at Fenway Johnny's, and then a private yacht cruise
with your friends.
Lunch.
And what have been the big stories on NBC 10 this week? I'm sure you're talking about the college admissions.
Oh, yeah.
Scandal. Yeah.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
I just love how the reporters are just yelling out, hey, do you have a comment? Like, what do you want to say to your fans? I'm like, what's the best case scenario that she's going to say, wait, stop. So-and-so from like Channel 5 just asked a very important question.
Yeah.
And like go up to talk to them. I have a pet peeve.
I mean, what about the fans that were like waiting for them?
Signing autographs. She was apparently in the courtroom. She was like and anyone who made eye contact with her, she was smiling.
Oh,
and
she
waving.
Was? This is Lori Loughlin, right?
Yeah. Then some girl was taking a selfie and she's like, Lori, can you pay for my tuition too? It was so funny.
Well, I mean, where'd you go to school?
University of Texas at Austin and then Columbia.
Yeah. I mean, are you bothered by this scam? There's some people who are really bothered by it, and then there's others who don't think so because they took
the spots for other, what do you think? Other people
who could have gotten into college.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone works hard, and you can't just take that away from them.
Yeah. No, I think it's a bad thing. I don't know, I don't know whether they'll end up doing jail time or not, but I think
it's been going on for so long. It just can't be the first time. But it's incredible, like the feat they went to change the SAT scores or make sure there was a proctor inside of the exams.
And then try to be a
great athlete and Photoshop their face onto the photos. I mean that is incredible.
I know.
So and so.
It's about love. It's the power of love.
Yeah.
And makes you do goofy things.
Yeah, and apparently, the children didn't know.
Some of them.
So it's like, huh, that's crazy. Like, I was taking a test, and there was a guy over there whispering the answers in my ear. Is that how it's always supposed to go?
Or you're being set up to do a fake photo shoot of you rowing, and you don't ask why we're doing this photo shoot.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Mom, sure.
Yeah.
Was the scooter topic a big topic on NBC 10?
That was so funny.
What do you think of the scooters in Boston?
Well, I mean, I don't think anything of it. I mean, it's just like,
Would you use one? If that's
what you want to do, that's fine. But it's just so obviously that became the story. Like moments before the press conference, there are all the cameras for all the news stations are there. And then an ambulance comes and a woman on the scooter demonstrating how safe the scooters are, fell, cut her head, had an open bleeding gash.
Serious.
Ambulance comes on scene and all the reporters are like, yeah, you can roll on this press conference, but that's going to be the story now. This poor lady. This is a PR nightmare.
That was a serious face plant, though.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. That's what I said. In Boston, There's not a stable sidewalk in Boston. There's not a level sidewalk in Boston, right?
No. I don't know, like, where are they going to go?
Yeah.
Almost hit a turkey today.
Do you think the media...
There's
I noticed that several local news outlets are suing to get the Bob Kraft video. What do you think about that? Do you think people actually want to see it?
I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Well, Natasha Verma from NBC 10 is here. She brought her mom. And I think you might be the first guest. Is she the first guest to bring her mom into the studio?
As far as I can remember.
I'm over here. Stop staring at the mom shoe. I mean, she's married.
She's too young for him.
Oh, she's too young for shoe? Oh, she's
really?
Oh,
she, okay. We're going to go there.
Maybe do you have an aunt or something you can introduce my shoe to, Mrs. Verma?
Yeah, Mrs. Verma.
Her.
She's the youngest of three boys.
Yeah.
She's got three other brothers.
Three other brothers. Yeah. So Natasha's event is this evening at West End Johnny's, and it's a casino night. And when it comes to your foundation, some might not know it.
Right.
But tell them a little bit about the Capwigs and what their intent is.
So I'm about a year and a half in remission now. I was diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I knew that I was going to lose my hair. That's kind of like the first thing you think about, like cancer, like, oh, am I going to lose my hair? And I did. After the second treatment, it just started going in chunks. And I was in denial up until then. And then when it started to come out, I'm like, oh my goodness. And painlessly. So that's when I thought, you know, I can't even leave my house looking like this. What do I do? I tried to find a wig, couldn't find a good wig. Those synthetic wigs are super stuffy and the hair is fake. Like if you get any kind of heat on it, it'll fry up. And it just felt like I didn't feel like myself. I mean, the hairline was so fake. It doesn't sit right. No way. I mean, I knew that people were, the whole point of the wig was to, I don't want to say disguise, but you just don't want people to think that you're sick.
Right.
And people are wondering, like, is she wearing a wig? What's going on? So I would just, you know, put a baseball cap over like the four strands of hair that I had until finally I just started wearing that wig with the baseball cap, but it was still super itchy on the inside. So my mom and I actually worked together on this project, and we started to put real human hair around the brim of the baseball cap so that you can style it, curl it, straighten it, and we give it for free to anyone that's battling cancer. You just have to apply online, vermafoundation.org. And on the inside of the cap wig is a super soft lining too. And actually, you know, up till now, so we launched in 2018, we've given over 500 cap wigs across the country. And that's yesterday, amazing. We just mailed it to Singapore.
Really?
Nice. That's
this
so cool.
Cancer
that's
patient awesome. In Singapore. This woman in Singapore bought three of them. And she chose to buy it. We give it for free. And she just said, you know, I am going through the same thing as you where I'm just shocked. I've lost my identity. I don't know who I am anymore. And I really want a cap wig. And Yahoo did an article on us, and she came across the article and reached out to us, and we mailed it out yesterday.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great job by you guys. And you're doing good. Like, you're feeling good. And
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah. Well,
my doctor says I can say I'm cured.
Really?
In May. In a couple months.
Okay.
That's so great.
Yeah,
next
that's
month.
Awesome. That's amazing. All right. Well, tonight is going to be a great night. And
you're coming.
I am coming.
Yes.
I will probably be. I wouldn't allow me to be on the blackjack table because I will win everything.
piss everyone off.
I will anger everybody when I hit on 15, 16, 17, whatever. Wow. I don't care. I go at free random and hit whenever I feel
you
like it.
You don't even.
Oh, that's right. I don't abide
by the rules.
Societal rules around that table.
What kind of food is going to be there tonight? That's a very important thing for me.
Yes. Adorbs, you know. God, I don't have the menu in front of me.
Scallops wrapped in bacon. Do we have scallops? Oh, we do have scallops wrapped in bacon.
We do great past apps.
Yeah.
Okay. Meat lovers, and we also have some veggie stuff for those people.
For me, veggie stuff
but,
for me, yeah.
West End Johnny's has incredible food.
It's a great spot.
The food
spot.
Is so good.
John's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, like, even before doing this event, we would go there all the time to eat, and their food is so good. And we're doing it all in the basement, so it gives it that gritty kind of speakeasy feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, it's great to see you. Great to see both of you.
Yes. Likewise.
And you'll be back on television over the weekend?
Monday.
Oh, you got the weekend off. Okay, good.
Yes, Monday.
All right.
Morning.
Well, tonight is, are you coming to the, you should come to the marathon party, the foundation marathon. Okay, all right. So it's Capitol Grill.
Yes, always, yeah.
Okay, all right, good. All right. Great to see you guys. Yes. Thanks for
coming
in.
Thank you.
And see you tonight.
See ya.
Okay, all right. It is 7:36, and that is Natasha Verma and her big event this evening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.